United Nations Security Council measures designed to curb terrorist activity by al-Qaeda and the Taliban have had little effect and need to be revised. That evaluation today from UN officials discussing the findings of a monitoring group. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has more.
Over the past 5 years, the UN Security Council has enacted numerous resolutions designed to stifle terrorism associated with the Taliban and Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The Security Council imposed an arms embargo and a travel ban on senior Taliban officials and a freeze on the financial assets of entities or individuals listed by the UN as being associated with al-Qaeda. A resolution passed shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks on the U.S. requires all member nations to make it a crime to provide financial or other support to terrorists. But the new report evaluating the effectiveness of those measures is grim. Chile's ambassador to the U.N., Heraldo Muñoz, is chairman of the U.N. committee that commissioned the report.
We are at a critical juncture. We either strengthen the sanctions regime that the UN Security Council has implemented, or we risk those sanctions falling into irrelevancy.
Muñoz's committee compiles the UN's list of groups or individuals suspected of having links to al-Qaeda. But according to this new report, many of the names on the list supplied by member nations are inaccurate. Ambassador Muñoz says the report cites that as one of the major shortcomings in the UN's efforts against terrorism.
When you have a list that this report estimates perhaps one-third of those names are technically inaccurate and thus may make national authorities hesitant to work with the list, then we have a problem.
But a larger issue is the changing face of al-Qaeda. The report finds that al-Qaeda's leadership, under attack by counterterrorism programs, has become decentralized and therefore very difficult to target through sanctions. David Aufhauser knows quite a bit about al-Qaeda as former chairman of the National Security Council's Policy Committee on Terrorist Financing.
Al-Qaeda is less today an organization and more a movement, and it's become balkanized and localized. And the money that's supporting it is not coming across borders necessarily or exclusively, which was the case in 9/11, but is being found and funneled and generated internally through, among other things, criminal activity.
And that, Aufhauser says, makes tracking terrorist financing more difficult. The report prepared for the Security Council says that none of al-Qaeda's operations, except the 9/11 attacks, cost more than $50,000. The report describes terrorist franchises or startup operations that have little or no contact with al-Qaeda's central leadership. As an example, it cites the bombings of commuter trains in Madrid last March. Spanish authorities say they have no clear evidence of an organizational link between those who carried out the attacks and the al-Qaeda leadership. Chile's Ambassador Muñoz says the challenge for the Security Council now is to get ahead of the terrorists changing tactics. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.